Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I'm freaking out.
So, the moment we've all been waiting for. It's here, dude. I can't believe it.
So supposedly, you just saw the tweet I sent you from Isola?
Yeah. He's probably talking about...
Is that bullshit, or is he just trolling?
Yeah. So, basically, the tweet reads, and obviously by the time people listen to this, it won't even matter, but a person inside the lottery room, probably talking about Bondi, was able to transmit the results to me. Wow. Just wow. I won't ruin it for the league and ESPN, but everyone has a price. So what does that mean, basically? I mean that could mean anything. But
If it is true, it's definitely from Bondi.
Yeah, it's definitely Bondi, yeah.
The way if it is true, I would think either the Lakers or the Knicks, right?
Yeah, I mean, the Lakers have a 2% chance to get the top pick. So... If they get,
the Knicks are the top, like, they have the top percentage, so it wouldn't be, obviously it'd be like a crazy thing to happen, but it's not like the biggest wow. I feel like the Lakers would be the wow.
Right.
That's what he's talking about.
Right. Or it's the Cavs, who, that would be what, the fifth time they got the number one pick in the last 15 years?
Yeah. So.
Which is a joke.
This is crazy. You gotta get this going, though. This is taking way too long.
Yeah, they're just going to drag this on. This is torture. So right now, you know, you got Woj, Rachel Nichols, Jay Williams, Jay Billis. You just had Zion and RJ, which that was so awkward for RJ Barrett. I felt so bad for him.
Oh, I know. He's sitting next to him. He's not even getting talked to. Talking directly to Zion about it. Everyone wants you. And then I was like, what? Even though, like, you could tell Jay Williams, Billis, they're looking at Barrett like, this is awkward as hell.
Yeah.
Not fair to that kid.
Okay, everyone is taking their seats. There's Patrick. Oh, man.
Who are these people? Oh, now they want a commercial?
Oh, of course. Of course. They'll probably announce this, you know, not for another...
So how weird is this? Like, a bunch of people already know that are in a room.
Right. I can't believe, have they always done it like that?
Like, actual, like, live. I want to see the ping pong ball. Like, you know, I want to see it.
Yeah, well, I guess it makes sense because then they do the envelopes, so they do the ping pong balls first. But yeah, I'd love to see, you know, after the fact, if they would show footage of like how that all goes down, like in that room or whatever. And I'm shocked they let reporters in there.
Especially Bondi.
Especially that guy.
He hates the Knicks.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
So, like, they were saying, like, oh, he's going to know before all the Knicks fans. He's going to know before Dolan. He's going to know before the president. You know, it's before, you know, Perry and Mills. Like, that's not right.
Nah. Nah. Definitely not.
No.
Yeah, this is pretty nerve-wracking.
I really think they are getting five, not just because I'm a woe is me Knicks fan, but like the numbers are strictly, like, if I was betting them, I would bet that they're going to be number five.
Yeah. So the Tankathon app or, you know, webpage, you know, we were doing that pretty much what every day for the last like 2 months.
Yeah.
And, you know, the majority of the time it was the fifth pick. Now, you know college basketball better than anyone, so you're pretty confident in who they can select. But that's not the point. The point is, the 1 year the Knicks have, what was it, tied for the worst record in the franchise career, history.
The worst record ever, yeah.
The lottery,
like,
yeah.
And it wasn't like they were purposely trying to lose. Like, they were trying, like, every game. They just were young. They're not good. You know, they were doing everything right, but the stupid freaking system that they have now, it's not good for the worst team.
Yeah.
It's really not.
Yeah,
at all.
Yeah, it stinks. The rules, they had to, you know, they had to change this year of all years. And, you know, you had in the cover of the Post today, not the sports section, just the regular, you know, front page, pray for Zion with some, I guess, preacher. I don't even know who that was. And, you know, they're showing they showed Zion here at Chicago. Why is the lottery in Chicago? Do you know why they're doing it there?
Is it always in Chicago?
I don't think so. I always just assumed it was in New York, you know, because that's where the NBA offices are.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I thought it was in Secaucus, like, recently.
Secaucus. You're right.
I think it was, right?
Yeah, we'd have to ask Booger that. But, yeah, I feel like it's always in Secaucus. That's interesting. But, you know, it's just another, you know, they got to make a spectacle out of everything, you know, with the drafts, with the lottery. So, and as you can see, they're just dragging this
ridiculous.
Out.
That's ridiculous. Like, the results are in. They're in right now.
Yeah.
Which is all fucking close. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, there's, you know, I don't know. If you got to think, what was there, 14 or 15 teams in the lottery? It's 14 teams, right?
Yeah. So, yeah. No, yeah, 13 to 14.
So let's say there's a reporter from each team. Plus maybe five other plugged in. So there's, what, maybe 20, 25 people who know the results right now?
At most, yeah.
In the whole world?
Yeah, yep. That's crazy.
Jesus. Oh, boy.
I'm freaking out.
Yeah, I mean, again, zero expectations, but of course, you know, we're minutes away from this being announced, and we figured, why not? Let's do a live pod during this. We've been waiting for this day for... I guess a year. I mean, we knew the Knicks were going to stink for the longest. So,
yeah.
I mean, we've been waiting for this day for a long time.
Come on. I'm looking at it now. Like, this is legit not going to happen until, like, 8:58. And the game starts at 9 o'clock for the Western Conference.
Unless they just do this now.
No, because it's already 8:40 now. They're going to do, like, the first... They're going to go, like, probably... they're going to do like a little introduction of all the people from all the teams, and then they're going to probably go from like 13 to the top, you know, 13 to 6, and then they're going to come back and maybe do the top 5, and then come back again and do like the top 3.
Oh my God, this is such torture.
And they're probably going to do it in like 3 stages, yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So we're watching now, there's Zion sitting next to RJ and Cam Reddish.
Has this always been a thing where the players are there? Like,
no.
Cam Reddish is
no.
there? Like,
no.
No, right?
It's just a big spectacle now. It was never like this. Never.
Yeah.
All right, there's Alonzo Mourning with the Heat. That's
in
one of my
teams.
That's one of my teams where I'd be really tight if the Heat got it.
Bro.
There's
Kuzma. If the Lakers get it, bro, the Lakers get it, I'm done.
Yeah, Lakers would be the worst possible scenario. Mavs, that'd be a bad one. Who the hell is that? Gerson Rosas. Oh, Cynthia looks like a nice one.
If the Knicks get top three, if the Knicks get anywhere in the top three, I can live with that.
Well, obviously we're going to talk about it ad nauseum, but if they get the second or third pick, that's where I dangle it to New Orleans. And there's David Griffin, who's now the VP of basketball operations for the Pelicans. But does he make that deal for the fourth or fifth pick? You know, I mean, it's...
That goes to Dead Ladies and Twister.
Yeah. Jamie Gertz, yeah, so she's part owner.
What? What?
Same,
really?
Same what? With, I don't know if you know Jesse Itzler. He's like an entrepreneur. He's part owner of the Hawks as well. There's Horace Grant for the Bulls. Ayton representing the Suns.
Oh, no.
And then Nick Gilbert. The God.
Fuck.
Patrick.
Drag. All right, here we go. Look at that. You hear the crowd?
Oh, the crowd's going nuts. Even in Chicago, they're going nuts. I didn't even think the Bulls got that kind of ovation.
So pretty much I would assume everyone in the world is probably rooting against the Knicks, right?
Absolutely. I can't wait
fans,
to see.
Obviously.
Yeah, I can't wait to see Twitter and you know, just troll the Knicks when they don't get this number one pick. But, I mean, so the worst they can get is a fifth pick.
Here we go, Tone.
I mean, do the Pelicans, do they make the trade? Well, Knicks will have to obviously add many more assets if it's a fourth.
Yeah, but like I don't want to give up everyone. I don't want to give up Mitch. I don't want to give
definitely
up
don't want to give up
and the pick.
Yeah, I mean I don't want to give up Mitch.
That's
would
why.
Be, yeah.
That's why it's so important to get the number one pick. So they're not tempted to try. I don't think they'd be crazy enough to trade Zion.
No,
I don't think they'd do I really don't.
I'd lose my shit. You know, I'd lose my mind if they somehow get this number one pick and trade it. Oh, there's your boy,
this freaking guy,
Mark Tatum.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
The Knicks, right? 14. Okay.
Celtics at 14. Good, fuck them.
So that's like normal, right? That's all.
Yeah, none of this. So it's by record before the top five, right? Or no?
Bro. This guy smirk that he had the whole time.
I hate
driving me nuts.
Okay, oof. Heat 13. thank God. I was scared.
We gotta hear the Lakers. Make sure we hear the Lakers.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Hornets at 12.
All right, 12. Okay. 12 Hornets. Lakers, you fucker.
Okay. 11.
Okay.
The T-Wolves, okay.
Oh, see? You see? They moved up. Oh, my God, bro.
Oh, no.
Dude.
Oh, no.
I'm freaking out. What did I say? I sold it to the Lakers. Or it's going to be the Lakers,
oh,
bro.
Oh, no.
I'm going to fucking freak out. Okay. Wow.
Wow. The Hawks dropped to... Damn.
Dude. Yo, the Lakers are going to be number one.
Hawks at 10. Okay.
Yeah, can you believe it? LeBron with Zion, bro? Oh, my God. And Washington.
The Wizards.
Didn't Atlanta have a decent shot at
I know. That's weird. I'm shocked that
How are they number 10?
I don't know. Maybe they weren't as bad. No, they had
1%.
The Hawks ended up surging kind of late in the season. They were decent.
No, they just had another one. Oh. Eight.
So they have the 8.
So they still get screwed.
Wow.
There's chaos.
Okay. All right. So Hawks got 8 and 10.
Oh my
God,
bro. What did they put in the top of the screen though? The top four picks ordered to be revealed. Wow.
Oof. Okay, Bulls 7. Good. That was another one I didn't want.
All right,
want
so to happen. Tony, we're gonna be 5, right? Like
they're probably going to commercial at 5, right? I'm assuming after this pick, after 6, please be the Lakers.
At least
oh my God, I hate this guy.
No, I fucking hate this guy. Tony already says, look at the top.
Oh, the Suns.
Order to be revealed. Bro, look. The Grizzlies, Pelicans, and Lakers are in the top four.
Oh, my God. The Suns, number 6.
The Lakers are going to be one. No, that tweet, bro.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, good. No, that's good. Tone, 5.
Okay, Cavs 5. Okay, good.
No, I don't want 4. No 4, baby.
Come on.
Let's go. So top 4. All right, we're not 5.
Okay. Are they going to commercial
now? Oh, my
God.
It's the Lakers. It's the Lakers or the Knicks, bro.
Oh, my God.
So many teams got, just really fucked over. How are they doing this to us right now? Zion's like, hell yeah. I'm going to Lake L.A. or New York.
Wow. I can't believe the Lakers are going to be in the top 4. I can't believe this.
This happens all the time. All the time. They're going to be 1-2.
I wonder what Juice is doing right now. He's got to have Juice is in class, obviously.
I feel like it's on Twitter by now.
It might be. I'm not even looking.
No, I'm not. I don't want to know. I want to see this live.
Wow.
But yo, that's great though. I thought they're gonna be five for sure. So at least they're in it. Would you be mad if they're 2 and Lakers are 1? I would still be mad.
Sorry, I'm just texting my brother who's a Lakers fan. he's oh my God, I can't even talk right now.
The Bulls and Suns got really fucked over.
Yeah, Bulls, Suns, Cavs are all out.
The Gilbert's kid was like, you wanted to cry.
Yeah, but they got 4 number one picks in the last 15 years. I mean, they've had, plenty. So, all right, so the last 4 are the Knicks, the Lakers, the Grizzlies, and...
Pelicans.
And the Pelicans.
Right?
Wow, can you...
Wow, so the Pelicans, they might get 2 top 5 picks.
Wait, what?
That's crazy.
Fuck? That's so crazy.
Were they projected to be anywhere near the top 5?
I think so, right? Yeah, because doing the simulation a bunch of times, they were coming up number 1 sometimes. So,
oh my God, I feel like it's definitely on Twitter, and everyone else knows, except us. But I'm not checking yet.
Yeah, no, not checking. I'm just may as well wait for this at this point.
Fucking Isola, bro! I knew it when I saw that tweet. You just knew it. What other teams would he be unless he was trolling? It had to be about the Lakers. It has to be.
God, everyone.
It already is.
Everyone, their mother's texting.
It already is.
Oh, fuck.
Really? I'm not even looking. I don't see it. I'm not looking at my notifications. I don't know. I'm not getting to the beach.
Oh my God.
It has to be them. I have a feeling it's the Knicks, bro. I don't know. Knicks and Lakers are 1-2. I don't know what order, but they're in the top two.
All right, this is the longest commercial of my life, officially. This is ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
They're not going to do two God. And then go to the top two, are they?
God,
they do a commercial.
Oh, dude, that'd be brutal. I hope not.
Yes, sir.
Zion to the Grizzlies would be pretty bad for the league, I'd say so. And if he goes
Zion,
to the-
yeah, he's got to be the happiest guy out there right now. He's got good cities.
Yeah, he's got, all right, New York, all LA, obviously. Memphis, I don't know. Nashville is probably
Memphis
the nicer one.
Nashville's awesome.
No, Nashville is, but it's far Memphis. From Memphis. And then
And then
New Orleans, yeah. But that would be interesting, right? If they get the number one pick, like AD and... Would AD want to leave?
Want to stay, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes things very interesting.
That's so weird, yeah.
Yeah. So... all right, well, then it's definitely not the Grizzlies, right? If Isola's saying wow, just wow, if that doesn't really,
no,
that's
no
not
way.
A, that's I'm not a wow
you, man,
pick.
It's Lakers are going to be, and Knicks are 1-2. I'd be shocked if it isn't. I'd be shocked. But it was like a wow, like he was almost like happy that it wasn't the Knicks. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, he's like that.
Right.
Like, if it was the Knicks, would he be really saying like, wow, like no.
Oh, God.
Shit. I don't know, man. Come on. Hurry the fuck up.
Jesus. What is going on?
Do you think, like, Rachel Nichols even knows? Do you think she's getting it, like, something, like, in the ear? Like, hey.
Yeah, possibly.
You know, it's just...
I think all of them sitting there. Okay, we're back.
Zion's happy.
Zion, I mean, guaranteed number one pick, so not a care in the world for this guy. Oh, my God. All right, they're all standing up.
We got it, Patrick.
They're all standing
up. Oh, my God. Now they got to introduce you. We fucking introduced these guys already. What are we doing?
Elliot Perry? I don't know. Okay. They couldn't get Justin Timberlake for the Grizzlies? Couldn't get Timberlake? Okay.
Bro, it's all Knicks fans there in Chicago. Oh, my God.
Come on. All right.
All right. Cheatham, you.
Here it is.
Pick. Yes, Tony.
Yes. Ooh, all right, the Lakers. Okay. Okay.
Oof. Let's go.
Oof. Oof. Oh, third pick. Here we go.
Oh, fuck. God,
damn it.
No.
Fuck,
oh, my
man.
God, bro. That all right, sucks. Whatever. It'll be worse, but fucking Pelicans.
Pelicans get the number one pick.
Oh, that's not sketchy at all. That's
wow.
Not That's not sketchy.
Wow.
So, like, well, obviously we can't trade.
So LeBron.
Oh, my God.
Wow, this is very interesting. Okay, so basically LeBron.
Oh, my God.
Got screwed. LeBron got completely screwed in this whole thing because.
I
don't know if AD leaves now. This.
Yeah,
this,
why would this
changes,
I wouldn't.
Yeah, this changes a lot. Oh my God! Wow.
What's with this guy Griffin? What kind of like horseshoes? He's got the best luck, this guy.
David Griffin, man, Griffin. He's been there fucking 5 minutes, and he's got Zion Williamson, Anthony Davis.
That whole thing with
wow,
they rigged this shit for him. Come on, Pelicans are about to like go under.
You know what's
legit,
so funny?
Like about to like.
I know. The city doesn't. They don't. They don't give a fuck. They only care about the Saints. They don't care about the Pelicans. It's so not fair, man. They're not deserving of this shit.
Fuck. And then who got number two again? Memphis, right?
Memphis, yeah.
Would they take Morant? Yeah, they probably would.
Oh yeah, Connolly is.
They have Connolly, but he's like old and money, and he's done.
Yeah, he's done.
So they're. What the hell? Why?
You know what's
with the Knicks? I don't even know, man.
The third pick was probably when I did the tankathon. The third pick was probably the one that like, got the least.
The least? I never got that. It was either 4, 5,
yeah,
or 1.
I like never got
that's
the number
why I
three.
Thought,
pick.
Like, that's why I thought like we. That's why I thought we got it.
Yeah.
So we had it. Fuck.
All right. Well, Good thing the Lakers didn't get. I can't believe the Lakers got in the top five, though.
I know.
Okay, well, all right. So third pick.
This is unbelievable.
And they can't even see. You know what sucks about this? They can't even trade with the. They can't even trade for AD now.
The Pelicans.
Yeah.
I know. They're like, why would we want the number three pick? We already have Zion, and then we're going to keep him with AD. So.
Wow, this makes things very interesting. That changes
Unless
everything.
Like, hey, well, do you? Oh my god. Yeah, I don't know. That's why Frank I still as far as saying wow because it screws up all the plans.
It screws up everything. Yeah.
It screws up everything. So we were actually almost better off if the Lakers got Zion almost. Right.
No, I'm still.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, I would have flipped out.
If the Knicks plan was to get AD, like that's gone. I feel like that's totally gone.
That's totally gone now. Yeah, but hasn't the damage been done in New Orleans? Like he can't stay there now. No, like
RJ Barrett is like, I don't want him, man. Fuck.
Yeah, I'm not. I know Juice who might jump on.
Oh, my God.
Let's see. Is he texting me? Juice might
jump
on.
He's a left-handed Kevin Knox. He's just a whatever. He's a violent scorer, shooter. Shit.
Yeah, it's going to be. I mean, if they stay.
So close. We're never going to get in this position again to get a kid like him. Oh, my God.
Fuck.
New Orleans, man.
Wow. So this changes a lot. LeBron definitely is not happy right now. That's for sure.
Yeah, like Davis Watts.
I mean, that was like his only hope. Yeah, I don't know what free agents are going there.
Great system, Billis. Great freaking system. Asshole.
Jesus.
Imagine the NFL, a team going 0-16 and a team that goes like 5-11 gets number one pick. You get like Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's really fair.
Wow. So the starting lineup for the Pelicans, if they keep AD, which they probably will.
Oh, my God.
AD, Zion, Jrue Holiday. Can you name two other players on that team? I'm trying to think. I don't know if I can name two other players on that team.
You said you named Holiday, right?
Yeah, I named Holiday.
Holiday, Davis, they traded Mirotic.
Right.
Randall's a free agent.
Julius Randall. Oh, he's a free agent again? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Imagine if Boogie stayed and didn't get hurt.
Well, that would be too many big men.
Zion, Boogie, and Davis.
Well, I guess Zion could play the three.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so whack, God, dude. Zion in New Orleans?
The Pelicans. Oh. Like, New Orleans is getting Zion? Come on, bro.
The league,
NBA sucks.
Yeah, the league can't be happy about this scenario.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine. Never going to hear from him. Like, he will, but not like nearly. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, aren't they speculated to like go to like Seattle?
You hear the crowd? The whole crowd was like, there's all Knicks fans. How did all in Chicago they get? They fucking went nuts when they said three.
Yeah, a lot of transplants.
Shit.
Shit, man.
Three teams jumping to top five. What the heck? Oh, my God.
I haven't heard from Juice. I don't know if he's going to jump in on this. But, all right, well.
I'm sure he knows what's going on, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll get more into this another time.
Yeah.
Shit. I think it's time to read the tweeter. Find out what's going on.
Yeah, check the tweeter. See what's... Jesus.
Oh my God! So I don't even know. Like, what the hell? So now they almost have to take Barrett at number three.
Okay, so our good friend of the pod, Adam Arecchio, now introducing the newest members of the 2019-2020 New York Knicks: Terry Rozier, Chris Middleton, and Jared Culver. good one, Adam.
Fuck. He's right.
Well, so one thing I wanted to bring up was Ryan Russillo of ESPN the other day on the Bill Simmons pod. He made the take, you know, if Zion went to the Knicks, would that deter KD and Kyrie from wanting to sign there? Because it takes the shine off of them. I think that's kind of a little...
Yeah.
I think it's a ridiculous take, but it's not that far-fetched. Those guys are such divas, you know?
Right.
So if that is indeed the case, then maybe it's a blessing we didn't get Zion, but I still would have wanted Zion. Yeah. I would have not really cared.
Yeah. Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Whatever.
I mean, we
after they didn't get five or four, I was like, yo.
But a scenario we talked about was if they got anything but one, you trade with the Pelicans for AD, and now
with the Pelicans, and now what do you do?
And now I have no idea what the Pelicans are going to do. David Griffin's a smart guy; he's probably going to sit down with AD and talk to him.
But Davis still might say no. Like, I want out.
That's true. He could just kind of.
You know, he might just say, "Hey, I want to get out of here."
Right.
So then the Knicks would have to trade like Mitch and the number three,
which I wouldn't want to do, man. And I don't want to get rid of Mitch.
Neither would I. I know. I would almost keep. I'd rather have. Yeah, I don't know. Fuck. It should feel that easy if we had the number one pick. Oh my God, this is gonna be a long offseason.
This sucks. So
what's
let's see.
Huge for the New York Knicks? What is he saying? What is he saying? He's for the New York Knicks. What?
What's that?
No, the guy Schmitz, he's saying that's huge for the New York Knicks.
R.J. Barrett. Well, a lot of people like R.J. Barrett. I mean, doesn't Francesa love R.J.
Barrett? Yeah, he's kind of... Yeah, I mean, when Zion wasn't there, he dominated, like, as a passer, rebounder, everything.
Well, you were in the building at the Dome, and you saw him light up kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you've seen him...
He was amazing. Yeah. He was amazing. He was like a point forward. He was like Jalen Rose, like, but, like, better.
Right,
like as a passer.
Right, but we've
like
always
in college. Like he was that type of player.
But we've all, you know,
that's who I compare him to. I would hope that he could be like a Jalen Rose player, which is, you know, it's a hell of a player.
That's who he reminds me of. That's the best player comp.
Yeah,
he's like a Jalen Rose, which is good. I mean, Jalen Rose was a great NBA player. Was he a superstar?
Absolutely. No.
No.
But for number three pick, I'd take that any day of the week, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they got. I mean, you know what? It's not the best, but it could have been a lot worse.
Right. So I guess
we split it. Instead of getting five or one, we got three. You know what? We can't complain about that.
I would stay put. So. I would stay put and just, you know, if you get Kyrie and KD, you got Kyrie, Barrett, KD, Mitch, and then who do you plug in at like the four
Knox
or three?
Off the bench.
Oh, Knox. Yeah.
And then
that's a good lineup right there. Or you trade for like a Marcus Morris or something like that. You know.
Yeah, and then guys will sign for cheap to be with Irving and Durant. So
yeah,
at least we hope if they come.
Yeah,
but
it would have been.
We'll see.
It would have been really cool having Zion, but we knew it was far fetched. It just it just makes everything so interesting with the whole Anthony Davis thing. I don't know. Maybe Anthony Davis is like, he steals my shine. I definitely want out now. You know, that's also something you could be thinking.
For sure.
That would suck to get rid of Mitch Robinson though. You know, a homegrown guy. I wouldn't want.
Yeah, but if we do get him, he'll be a part of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Either Knox or Mitch. I'm not giving up both of them. No way.
Right.
No way.
Right.
It would have to be one or the other.
One or the other.
If it comes down to
I would gladly. I mean, I like Knox. I'd like to keep him, but I'd gladly give him up in the third. Unfortunately, you know, my French son Frankie, I'd have to part ways with him, and then whoever
Dennis
else
would probably be gone. Yep.
Yeah.
How was Ewing's reaction? I was like,
I know, I was too caught up in the moment.
I was paying attention.
I was too. Caught
I didn't
up.
Realize, but he looked, but I think I saw like a glimpse. He looked like deflated as hell.
And he just had like
a
smirk.
The whole life kind of got sucked out of him. Yeah. He was like,
the Knicks weren't even. They weren't even like honoring him or like acknowledging his existence for the longest. He's probably like. Yeah, you know, he probably got paid to do this or some shit.
But what the hell were the Pelicans? What was their percentage? Two? Three?
No, it wasn't.
Hey, really?
No, it wasn't that low. It wasn't 14, eight? But it was probably like 11 or 12 or something.
That high? Wow.
Yeah, but when I was doing the simulation stuff, I mean, they were getting the top pick, you know.
Yeah.
Every so often.
No, I did see it a couple of times, yeah.
Yeah.
I sold him. I feel like, he's trolling then, that motherfucker. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, let's...
Where's Juice?
Yeah, let's wait a few minutes for Juice, see if he jumps on. In the meantime, NBA playoffs. Let's talk just a little bit about that. and then we'll put a bow on it. So we got Warriors Blazers starting now. We got Steph for Seth. Curry Bowl. Not to be confused with Clegane Bowl.
No Durant. I don't think he's going to come back to at least like game 5.
Right.
6, something like that.
Wow, game 5 or 6?
I think he's he's not even said, like, Curry's like, whoa, like, slow down. He hasn't even, like, touched the court. Like,
right.
It takes time. I told you, those calf injuries, they're terrible. Like, they're really, really bad.
Right.
Like, baseball players are out for, like, 3 to 4 weeks with that stuff. That's baseball. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. No, you're right. And you know what?
So,
this team without him won 73 games, so I don't think they're going to really miss a beat.
I think this is a good matchup with them because it's just going to come down to the better guard play. Curry and Thompson pretty much against McCollum and Lillard, and then Green matches up with Cantor, like he's a better player.
Yeah.
So, and they're they've been playing together forever, so they're used to it.
I think it'll be a fun series. I think it's going to be
if Nurkic was healthy.
I know.
I think they'd have that'd be a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really can't go against Golden State.
Right. I mean, even with McCollum and Dame Dalla playing at an elite level right now, they've been great these playoffs. Well, Dame, he didn't have a great Game 7, but, McCollum, made up for that. We're probably watching the two best backcourts in the NBA, right?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So it should be a fun series. I say Warriors in 5 or 6.
Durant
may not even need to come back. And then no,
that's the thing. I think they're waiting for, especially like how the series is going. If they're down like 2-1, going to the fourth game in Portland,
right?
He might like just suit up for like maybe not his normal minutes, whatever, but just to kind of give him a little adrenaline shot. I think they're gonna win both home games and probably win like in 4 or 5.
Yeah,
something like that.
And then the other series. So that was fucking insane the other night. Kawhi Leonard, who is really making
you were watching though live. You saw it live though, right?
I did.
I had
Thrones on, and then I had the Raptors Sixers on my phone. So I kept looking up and down, up and down, up and down, and then it was a fucking insane finish. And I mean, Kawhi's making a point right now, top 3 in the league right now. I mean, it's Giannis. I still put Durant there and Kawhi.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And Kawhi's definitely the best two-way player in the game. Is there a chance he stays at all with the Raptors? I mean, even if they go to the finals,
I think so. If he gets to the finals, then I think so because he sees that Siakam. But then again, I don't know. I think Gasol and Lowry are kind of washed up now. They're getting close to that edge.
Yeah.
So they would have to really give him a plan going forward of what they're going to do to improve. Because if they keep Lowry bringing the same team back, they're still not going to get over the top. They would need to get like another, near all-star to play with him.
I mean, they'd have to really overpay for like a Kemba maybe, get like Kemba up there, something like that.
I can see him doing like a short-term deal.
Kemba or Kawhi?
No, Kawhi, yeah. But then again, I don't know because, he had the health thing, so he wants that long-term security.
Absolutely.
That's a tricky part with basketball.
And then there's that rumor. Didn't he just purchase like a huge house in like San Diego or something like that, which means nothing.
Oh, really?
I mean, these guys
these guys they live everywhere.
Yeah, he's from LA.
Fucking LeBron had his little press conference decision thing in Greenwich, Connecticut.
And shit all over the Knicks. And what's so funny about that whole thing? They had their practice facility in Purchase at that time,
is
5 minutes from Greenwich. Like, literally, he was down the road.
I thought it was over.
Yeah, he was down the road. That was the biggest troll job of all time, maybe. Yeah, no one mentions that because...
That's why I hate him.
Yeah, people from outside the New York tri-state area, like, they just assume, he was in Connecticut. No, he was in Greenwich, Connecticut, which is pretty much an extension of Westchester. Like, he was right there. So, that was whack. But, I mean, that's going to be a great... That's going to be a great series.
Great series.
Giannis versus Kawhi is must-see TV.
Did they think they're going to guard each other the whole game, or probably not until like the fourth quarter?
That's a good point. I mean, they're both like pretty much playing three and four.
I don't think they will. I think they're going to switch them up so they don't really.
So who guards?
Yeah, man.
Who guards Giannis? Siakam.
Finals.
Who guards Giannis? Siakam.
Oh, Siakam. Yeah, Siakam.
And then who guards Kawhi
during the year?
Middleton.
Middleton, probably.
Yeah.
Middleton.
Maybe
Snell. They could put on him.
Yeah, Snell. Both just like solid teams, right? Just like good defensively.
No, even on the he still has minutes or no?
Who?
Snell?
I think so. I don't know.
I feel like I may have no idea what I'm talking about. He's not even on the team.
Yeah, who knows? Whatever.
No, I know he was, but anyway, probably Middleton, I would think.
Yeah. But yeah, we got four like good teams, like great basketball left. You know, I know people. You know, casual NBA fans. Oh no, LeBron, Durant's hurt. Like this sucks, but like, you know, for basketball junkies like us, this is fun. So,
sure.
So we'll see. Sure. I don't know about Juice here. Let's shoot him a text. Give it a few more minutes, and then we'll put a bow on this. Juice. Come on.
Probably, his finals or whatever. I wonder if he knows what's going on.
He definitely knows what's going on. He was supposed to get out at 9, but he's in class. And, I'd love to hear his reaction. Now, Juice, for the longest, like, what, all year was saying, RJ Barrett, I love RJ. Like,
he loves RJ.
RJ!
Yeah. We could definitely do a lot worse, but I love Morant, too, like, a lot. But I think, Memphis has two. They're definitely going to take in.
It's so funny. You know, now I can't help but think about RJ. You want to play for the Knicks?
Oh, RJ, you want to play for the Knicks? Yeah.
And now Memphis he's a Knick.
from game one. Yep.
And now he's a Knick. Oh man, that is
his
a good
dad. His dad played at St. John's. So.
Oh really?
Yeah.
His parents aren't Canadian? Because I mean, he grew up in Canada. No. RJ?
Well, I think.
Or his dad was like dad from Canada?
From Canada, yeah, and played down here.
Okay.
Or after college moved up there, but.
He's a hoser.
Yeah, he's a. He played at, St. John's.
He's a hoser.
They did say a lot of NBA guys, like a ton, actually prefer, like, Barrett over Zion, like, going forward long term.
What do you mean?
Translates more into the NBA, and that if he was on a different team without Zion, then it'd be totally different.
What do you think is like the weakest part of his game? The chucker part?
His motor, shot selection.
His motor. He seems so laid back. You make a good point about that.
His body language. Yeah, he seems, he has like that sleepy vibe to him. I don't know.
It might just be his face. You're right, though. Yeah. You're right.
Like, yeah. And it just might just be his look, but I know, like, a lot of Duke fans would get on him for trying to play hero ball at the end of game, just going one-on-one, never passing. But that stuff, you know, you'll learn. He did show flashes to actually, you know, pass the ball and be a, you know, complete, like, team player. So, he's still a kid. 18. So,
yeah.
Those are there, for sure.
The potential's there.
Yeah. But the most thing with a lot of these kids is, how their personality translates to the, you know what I mean?
Right.
How they can handle it, like, mentally. That's the mental is like almost a bigger part, I think.
What I'm scared
in New York.
Yeah, what I'm scared about RJ Barrett is, you just said it, the mental, right? Like, I don't want it to be where if he's struggling, the fans are getting on him like, we want to die on, like, yes. This is, you know, like, I don't want
or
that.
Or he could, Or he could use that as motivation and be like, yeah, you fucking idiots want to die on? Well, you know.
Yeah.
Good thing you didn't get him, because, like, you know, look who you're getting. So
yeah, I can't wait for
a lot of guys playing the same. Like, him and Knox are very, very. I mean, he's definitely a better playmaker than Knox by far.
Yeah.
Knox is more just like a straight score. You know, Barrett could be a playmaker, but I'm looking at that team. If you have Kyrie, Knox, right?
Yeah.
Kyrie, Knox, Durant, and Barrett. Who's creating for these guys?
Good point. Because even if let's say you put like Dennis Smith Jr. at point guard and Kyrie at shooting guard,
he would completely have to just, he can't be a shooter. He can't be a scorer. He's got to be like, he can't get into the lane and pass, but I don't know. He's kind of like, he's always grown up as a scorer. That's his style. You
Wait,
know what I mean?
You're talking about who, Kyrie or Barrett?
Smith. No, Smith.
Oh, Dennis Smith Jr. Well, so who's creating?
Yeah,
you mean
saying, who's gonna get these guys? Yeah, who's creating? Like, well, who's getting these guys shots? Who's breaking down defenses?
Well,
as a passer.
Well, you know what's so funny? You know what's funny about, like, RJ Barrett and Durant?
A lot of them, they're all isolation. Yeah, they're all isolation.
But they're both kind of like point forwards. No, I mean, I feel like they could both handle the ball.
I mean, it'd be a great problem to have. I mean, who do you double team? People
right.
will be open.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, you've got to put the right people around them. You got to get, like, just straight role players. One guy was a crazy, like, rebounder, block shot, like, Mitch, and then, like, get, like, another point guard who's, like, just, like, he's got, like, Cole Calderon, like, back in the day.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Dude,
not, like, old Calderon, but, like, someone like that, you know?
I mean, there's going to be no shortage of point scoring. Like, none at all. If KD and Kyrie come, and then you got Barrett, who's gonna be a 30. You know, he could drop 30 points at any time, right? I mean,
oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah, oh yeah.
So definitely. There's gonna be no shortage definitely. Of scoring. It's just you put role players around him, like a Frank, or Mitch.
Well, that'd be fine. He would be good on a team like that.
Like that,
that'd
right? Where he's not expected to do anything, but just fucking defend and whatever, play team ball. And then
I feel like that team would be a bunch of moody dudes. Between Barrett looking like he just woke up from a 8-year coma, Kyrie, who knows what's going through his head, Durant,
and
Knox, who looks like he just was in Stranger Things 4 crying from being the upside down thing. Moody dudes.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, listen. I mean. It is what it is.
It could be worse.
It could be worse.
It could be a lot worse. It could be Chicago.
Yeah.
It could be the Cavaliers. It could be the Cavaliers, the Hawks. The Hawks got 8-10. They definitely thought they were getting at least top five for sure.
Yeah. The Hawks, the Cavs. I mean, I don't really feel bad for the Cavs. They, four number one picks in the last 15 years.
The Bulls, though.
The Bulls, though, yeah. That's pretty funny.
They've been actually, like, straight up, like, doing exactly what Silver didn't want. They were resting guys that were healthy, doing these bullshit injuries, making their starting five lineups, like, straight, like, G League garbage.
Right.
Screw them. But, it could be worse. Could be worse.
I don't think we're getting Juice on, which is unfortunate, because I'd love to hear his take. But...
RJ.
He never responded?
No.
RJ. He's going to be happy.
I think he's going to be happy. We know Francesa's going to be happy. Because Francesa... Now, when Francesa was just saying...
Okay,
like,
okay.
Can Zion guard the Greek freak? Now, when he was making those points about Zion, was he saying RJ's the better player? I forget. Like,
I have no idea, but who the hell can guard Antetokounmpo? Yeah, who?
Yeah,
what kind
I know.
Of statement is that?
Yeah, can he guard the Greek freak? Give me a fucking break. No one can.
And he actually is a really good defender. So I have no idea what he's talking about.
Right. People
it
forget
doesn't
like,
make any sense.
People forget Zion is legit an all around player. Like he really is. Like people or not
don't
forget they just don't know
defense.
Yeah.
You see Cantor?
Yeah. Yeah, Ennis, who actually he had some well wishes for the Knicks. I feel like deep down.
No, he did. He wanted him to win the lottery.
Yeah.
He just sent it before the thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I mean, he did love
who
it.
Who knows? Maybe after this year, he'll sign like a veteran minimum deal, come back.
Oh, same with Carmelo?
Yeah. Well, I don't know about now. Fuck, man.
Well, no. Carmelo would come because, his buddies, Durant and Kyrie.
Well, I don't think the trade's gonna happen, and they're not gonna have like many open roster spots,
Oh, true. What? It's probably for the best for the whole AD thing. I mean, we always talk about how he's a glass man.
I agree.
And they would have had to trade half the team plus their pick.
Yeah,
like, it's probably for the best with that.
No. Keep it. Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't get me that. I love AD, but he doesn't get me that excited. I keep forgetting Clay.
I just hope they're. Yeah.
Just hope Durant won.
Is he restricted or is he what was I saying? I forget.
You were talking about Durant. You were going to say something about Durant.
Maybe he kind of let the word out that he needs AD to be there to sign up with New York, too. Like, he's kind of let that be known.
Yeah.
Like, hey, get, you need Davis.
Which would make things interesting. I mean, again, we don't know what David Griffin and the Pelicans are going to do, what AD is
thinking.
But
think about it, man. They don't have any leverage anymore, the Pelicans.
No. No.
At all.
No.
None.
What are you going to do? They can hold on to him until like the right before the deadline and then take that deal. But you're gonna want him when he's demanded a trade again to the half the year and it's just a circus with Zion or
yeah,
rookie?
That, nah, you don't want that. You don't want that at all. No. It's just crazy because AD at one time was Zion, right? He was the best player in college basketball.
You know, was touted as
the best player since, you know, in college basketball since Durant. And they still can't put fannies in the seats. So it's kind of a shame that Zion's going there. Ugly ass uniforms. Like, that sucks.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I at least kind of like was,
who knows?
I at least thought it'd be kind of cool him in Atlanta. With that young core.
Right.
But in New Orleans, it's kind of whack. Whatever.
Yeah. We'll never see him. I mean, I'm sure they'll have national TV games a lot, but that too.
I mean, I know NO is only like, what, an hour behind? But they're a West Coast team. No. Oh, that sucks.
Yep.
They might be moving to Seattle too, right? Isn't there rumors that they might be moving?
There was the whole thing like, the NBA has to get involved with them, the attendance, people don't want to stay there, and then boom, they get the number one pick.
Right.
Sketchy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it is a little sketchy. So, all right, no juice. We'll catch
up another time.
Yeah, we'll have to get his thoughts on the next pod. And, all right, well, there it is, folks.
Sure. Till next time.
Third pick. All right, peace. All right, so we got Juice here.
Can you hear me?
Yo.
You can hear me, right?
Hear loud and clear, brother.
Yo, I'm about to get on the FDR North, driving back.
Are you headed to New Orleans?
No, I'm not going to New Orleans.
So, obviously, Paul refused to jump back on. Because he's just enraged. But all I could think about was, you know what? Juice probably likes this pick. Or potential pick.
I called it. I like always felt that we were going to end up with RJ Barrett. I love it. Listen, I am actually thrilled because, you know, I'm a Knicks fan. And you're a Knicks fan. And we always have bad luck and we're cursed. And the worst possible outcomes were picks 4 and 5. I just wanted to land in the top 3, man. Like, if I got 2 or 3, I'm thrilled. If I got 1, I'm telling you right now, I'd be calling you from a bar. I would have popped open a champagne bottle. But, I like it. There's 3 guys in this draft, and we got the 3rd pick, you know? So we're going to get 1 of them.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty terrifying because, you know.
Yeah, so walk me through a little bit because, so I was in accounting class. So obviously, like, I'm being punished for something I did wrong during the Knicks lottery that I'm in the accounting class.
Yeah.
but I was able to pull it up on, my laptop. And I didn't have the sound on. So I'm watching it, right? And for the first time, I don't know if they always did it. They had the 4 teams up top. And it looked like the Lakers made a jump. So then they're the first one up there. So now I'm panicking because teams are now flying up into that top 4.
Yep.
And then there's only room for like 1 team left that was out of the bottom 3. So I'm freaking out kind of. I'm like breaking out into a sweat. And then 5 comes out, and I feel a little bit better. And then 4 comes out, and I'm like, all right, we're golden. But thank God I was in class because, I don't know, I probably would have had a heart attack. My blood pressure was rising. Like, I don't know how you guys felt at home.
Yeah, we were freaking out. So, obviously, the teams I didn't want to get the number 1 pick were the Bulls, the Heat, the Mavs, the Cavs, and first and foremost the Lakers. So so they're going through it, and they get to the fourth pick, and they go to commercial, of course. And it's the Lakers, the Knicks, the Grizzlies, and the Pelicans. And I'm not even thinking about the Grizzlies and the Pelicans, like, at all. All Paul and I are freaking out about is the Lakers. Like, holy shit, this could really happen. They had a 2% chance for this. But the Lakers are the luckiest team, you know, maybe in NBA history. And I was like, this could really happen. And luckily, they come back from commercial break, probably the longest commercial break of our lives.
That was very long.
Brutal, brutal. And, yeah, the Lakers got the fourth pick. We're like, phew. But then right after that, Knicks with the third, Grizz with the second, and then the Pelicans, which it causes a little bit of a wrinkle now. Like, what does AD do? Does he want to stay and play with Zion, or does he still want to be out? Like, what, you know,
also,
it's interesting.
Does David Griffin have a fucking horseshoe up his ass? Like, how many number one picks does this motherfucker get?
Put him in the bedroom.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. Well, so how many of those number one picks was he involved with? With the Cavs?
I think he was up. He had, I think, at least Bennett and Wiggins. I don't know if he was there. He might have been with Phoenix when Kyrie got taken.
Yeah.
But at least, I think, I'm pretty sure when he hit one with Bennett and he hit one with Wiggins, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, the Wiggins, for sure, 100%, because that's when LeBron came back. Bennett was an absolute swing and miss. That was a bad one. But yeah, it's crazy. And then, you know, I don't know if you saw it on Twitter yet, the reaction from, I guess, like the Pelicans front office after getting the number one pick. You know, they're going freaking crazy.
I'll say this. Like, also, there's three players in the draft, and we're pick three.
Yeah.
Also, look at it this way, man. A lot of teams got fucked.
Yeah.
And we were not one of them. Like, think about Phoenix got screwed. Cleveland got screwed. And Chicago, I think, fell a couple spots, right?
Yeah, absolutely. No, it could have been a lot worse. A lot of people who are down on Zion, I mean, there's not many of them out there, but there are a few, loved R.J. Barrett more. I mean, the kid can play. He's not Zion, obviously, but you can plug him in. He could start day one, I think.
The last couple days, I was like, as we're getting close to the lottery, I was thinking about, you know, if it's really like Durant is coming here, right?
Yeah.
If it's really that's what's going to happen. Like, I was thinking about, like, reasons why he would come here, right? Like, it's got to be, you know, special reasons that he wants to leave, you know, possibly one of the best teams of all time to come play for the Knicks. And part of it, I think, is, like, proving to everybody that he is the best player on the planet, and he didn't need to join that super team. Like, he was always the best player, and
right.
And he didn't need that. So coming here, like, I don't necessarily think he wants to join another super team. Maybe he wants to play with Kyrie, but I definitely don't think he wants to come here and be the man. You know what I mean? I don't think he can come here and be the man if Zion is here. Because if Zion is here, he's ours. Like, he's the homegrown talent. He's the kid that
we
won the lottery. We got the rights to him, and we drafted him. I don't know. In a way, I don't know if that would have worked out with Durant.
Right, and this is the take that Ryan Russillo had the other day on Bill Simmons' podcast. Like, what if, you know, KD and Kyrie, their egos are so big, you know? If Zion comes, now he's the homegrown kid, the rookie, the baby, you know, the golden child, you know, the whole thing.
And we've seen that before. Like,
right.
You know, Melo comes to the Knicks, and all of a sudden, who's this Jeremy Lin superstar
exactly.
That's like taking over New York?
Exactly.
It's just these guys, like, I don't know. So maybe, listen, if we keep Barrett, it's fine. I love Barrett. Like, me and Paul, we went
yep.
to Syracuse. We saw him live and dropped, I think he dropped 35 that game.
Yeah, he went off.
And he might be a guy that's better without Zion there. You know, like, it's hard for him to shine. Like, if he was on a separate team without Zion, he might have been posting some crazy numbers too, you know?
Absolutely. And he was the projected number one pick before the season even started. Well, maybe not right before, but, like, you know, months before, maybe a year before, it was all about RJ Barrett, you know?
RJ!
Which is so funny. Paul and I were talking about this, you know. RJ, you want to go with the Knicks? Like,
yeah, his favorite team. I love that voice.
Yeah, yeah. And now, you know, RJ, you know, could potentially be going there.
Well, we're also assuming that Memphis is taking Ja Morant.
I think they are
because I think Mike Conley is getting up there in age.
Yeah.
And he's like the perfect point guard. Also, he's like the gentleman's point guard that'll like take him under his wing. So I think they do that. But listen, if something happens where they love RJ and shock the world, they take RJ, then Ja Morant's not bad either, man. Like, I haven't signed on to Twitter yet. And I know I'm going to see all these like stupid memes and people crying and saying it's the worst thing in the world. Like, Knicks fans need to just fucking get over it. We need good players in the building. We need to start winning games. Like, that's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Bottom line is, Barrett's a, you know, he you can plug him in day one. He's got all the talent in the world. So, can't get mad at it. Zion would have been amazing, but is what it is. I still think,
you know,
Durant and Kyrie are coming. And, dude, there's still a chance at AD. Now, we'll probably have to give up the pick, plus potentially Mitch Robinson, which I don't want to do, Knox, whoever. But there's a chance AD is like, no. Like, the damage has been done. Like, I'm out, you know? Who knows what can happen. But
so I got the text like right away. Like, my brother was the first one to text me. He's like, mark my words, man, we are getting Anthony Davis, because he likes that idea, that theory that, you know, all right, Anthony Davis doesn't want to be there, why not pair like RJ Barrett and Zion
together?
They're best friends.
Yep.
Why not just start all over and have the crew? The only thing I don't like about that, like, it seems awesome for New Orleans. If I'm New Orleans, I'd be intrigued by that. The only thing about the Knicks is I don't want to gut the young roster.
Same.
To Adam. I mean, I don't know. Like, if you have Durant, AD, and Kyrie, like, what is the rest of the team?
Right. Right. No, I know. I know. And I know they have a shitload of money. You know,
I don't want to lose Mitchell Robinson. You know, that's what they're going to ask for.
Oh yeah, they're going to want Mitch, and he's the only player I'm not willing to part ways with yet, because he's got a chance to be Defensive Player of the Year. I mean, that's his, you know, that's his, you know, his ceiling, so to speak. And you need guys like that if you're going to have scorers like, you know, Durant and Kyrie and Knox and RJ now. So yeah, I don't know. I maybe just stay put and do that. Now, it's gonna be intriguing with the Lakers, who now have the number 4 pick. I could definitely see them trading that pick plus like everyone. Like, literally everyone. Like, I don't think LeBron's even gonna hesitate to do that, you know?
Yeah, for sure. The thing is, though, I think that pick is far, far less attractive than the next pick, because there's only, like, in my eyes, there's 3 guys and then it drops. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you get it. I think potentially the top 3 guys could be star players. I don't know about Hall of Fame players, but they could be all stars, I think. And then at 4 or 5, I think you're getting like good players. Like, you might get a really good player.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The difference.
Yeah.
So I think if I'm Griffin, he's probably, you know, they would love to call the Knicks probably and see what's up.
Right.
But yeah, listen, if I'm a Knicks fan, I'm excited. Like, I'm happy. Like, I know Paul is like really upset about missing out on Zion, but we don't know, man. Like, sometimes you do get the best player in 3, and I'm telling you, RJ Barrett's not a slouch.
No, definitely not a slouch. What I really feel bad is for Zion, because, you know, there's you know, rumors on Twitter that he actually legit wanted to be a Knick. Like, the hype was really there. Like, he wanted to be a Knick, and now that he's going to what I think is the worst NBA city in the league. Like, New Orleans, like, they can give a shit, you know? They might be moving to Seattle. for all we know.
That's
in the next
what
few
I'm
years.
Saying. Yeah,
it's, it just sucks. Yeah.
You know, if they want, sell us AD cheaper. We'll give you Barrett, fine. On the cheap, we keep Mitchell Robinson and take your two guys and go to Seattle.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like a shame that out of all the cities and teams in the league that Zion's going, you know, there of all places. Like, even if, like, the Hawks somehow got the top, like, I'm like, oh, that would have been cool, you know, like, Atlanta, they got a young core, the whole thing. But New Orleans, it's like, ugh, it's kind of whack. It's funny, too, Darren Revelle, he had a tweet that the two teams with the two least valuable teams in the league got 1 and 2, and the two most valuable teams in the league were 3 and 4. So,
wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, if you just switch that. It's just kind of like a random, silly, fluky thing, but yeah. So, it is what it is. I think within the next, you know, month or month and a week or so leading up to the draft, I mean, there's going to be a ton of speculation on, you know, what's going to go down with Davis and the Knicks and the Lakers and all that stuff. So, it's going to be fun to see.
I'll leave on this note. I'll leave the Knicks on this note. I think we're really fortunate, man. Like, to be in a top three spot, to get three, to have a chance at Zion, Ja, or Barrett. Like, I'll take that all day. And you know who really, really likes RJ Barrett? My friend Sessa loves him.
Who?
Which I found really interesting. Today he was going. He was taking calls and from fans asking him where they think like we'll pick. And what they think about each player, and he loves RJ Barrett. So, you know, I don't
who's
know.
This? Wait, sorry, who's this?
Mike Francesa.
Oh, that, so it's funny. So Paul and I actually were talking about how Francesa was kind of hating on Zion all year, you know. But can he guard the Greek Freak? You know.
Yeah.
And he just loves RJ Barrett. He thinks he's better. I think. You know, someone else we know, Brian Vickers, had the same take. And there's a few other people out there with that take. There's not many of them, but, you know, there's some. So if we're lucky, those people will be right, right? You know, I mean, obviously, I love Zion. I wish the best. But right now, if the Knicks stay put and pick Barrett, we want him to be, you know, the better player. So we'll see. I mean, like you said, you saw him in the Dome. And he lit up the Orangemen. So, you know, the potential is there. So,
listen, Tone, I'll transition right here. If they got 4 or 5, I was praying that Danny would, you know, fly her dragon right to Madison Square Garden.
Jacaris. Wow. So, quite the transition. And, yeah. Let's just get into it. I mean, holy bloodbath. That was that was a rough one, man.
I think it's one of my, and I understand that I guess I'm in the minority here. I thought it was one of the best episodes of Game of Thrones.
I agree.
I loved it.
I agree. You know, there's so many people hating right now. You know, oh, they didn't develop Danny's character. Bullshit. If you really watch the show and really follow the show, she was dropping hints all series since season 1, season 2. I mean, there's a ton of foreshadowing that went on through the whole series that something like this could have happened. I mean, she's the daughter of the Mad King, for God's sake, you know?
Yeah. She wanted to be queen.
Yep.
And if she didn't become queen, she or there was a threat to her. Her main go to was, well, I'll burn the city down. I'll turn everything into ashes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. I think the one gripe that people had, which I'll give you a little, I'll give people a little bit for like a little leeway, is that people are upset at the way that Cersei Lannister died. Like, she didn't die a brutal enough death for
right.
how evil she was, but I kind of liked it. I liked the way that she went out. She's such an important, big character since day one.
Yep.
It spoke to the prophecy that Tyrion said, you know, like he had that quote, one day, you know, when you think you're happy and safe, your joy will turn to ashes in your mouth, and you'll realize that the debt is paid. I think that's, like, so awesome that she died in a pile of rubble and ashes, and she got to see her people and her city burn all because of her choices.
Absolutely, you know? Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, I think what people were hoping was Arya or whoever, or Jaime, or Tyrion, we're just going to, like, run up on her and just, like, put a knife in her heart or something like that. I think that's what everyone wanted. But the way it happened, yeah, exactly. She got to witness, Dany burn the city down, yeah.
She got crushed. Like, buildings were collapsing.
Yeah.
You know, that's not a delicate death.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, but the one thing I thought was surprising was I thought Jaime was, this was like the Jaime Lannister redemption tour.
Right.
And he was going to be good, but you find out, no, he just wanted to be, he's a Lannister. He's a villain. He's a bad guy.
Yep. He really, he, at the end of the day, I think he loves Brienne, but he's always going to love Cersei no matter what. It was kind of crazy to see Cersei almost like become like a good, not a good guy, but like just in the end there, we they almost made us feel like sorry for her, or bad for her and Jaime. And, I thought the episode was one of the most entertaining episodes we've seen in the series. I mean, it was action packed. It was hard to watch though. I'll say this. It was hard to watch women and children and Aaron Rodgers getting burned.
Fuck Aaron Rodgers. That was
what happened. That was, yeah.
But I will say this. Like, yeah, it's kind of like very dark and like depressing to see all these innocent people and children die. But finally, after all this time, after like almost a decade of watching the show, we got to see Drogon. Fuck shit up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Finally, like, we got to see, all right, I have a dragon. I'm gonna fuck up the city. I'm gonna burn everything to the ground.
Right.
Like, Full Potential was like, finally, you got it. Like, you reached it.
Absolutely. We've seen spurts of the dragons, do some like cool shit or really show their potential, but Drogon took it to that next level. And obviously there was all the theories going around before the episode, did Drogon lay some eggs a few seasons ago? Is there more dragons? Is there a bigger dragon somewhere? Or is Drogon just going to take it to that next level? Well, it was the latter. He took it to that next level, and holy shit, I mean, how many people do you think died? Estimated close to 1 million. I mean, is there anyone in that city still alive? It was an absolute bloodbath.
Daenerys could be queen of like 12 people.
Yeah, exactly. And to see the Unsullied. I mean, obviously them and the Dothraki, all five of the Dothraki left. They're loyal to their queen no matter what. Grey Worm obviously was tight over. Having no dick and, no Missandei of Noth now, So, I get it. Like, obviously, he was, going to flip out and it's crazy, man. It's no mercy, right? So now it's next episode. I mean, what do you think? The final episode.
So I think what's going to happen is, Daenerys went full heel turn.
Yep.
He's a bad guy now.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's gonna be Jon Snow that kills her. And it goes back to episode 1, season 1, when Ned Stark told him, basically I'm gonna butcher the quote, but it's like, if you're gonna give out the punishment, you gotta be the one to swing the sword.
Yes.
And so I think he's gonna kill her, and his justifying that is basically, she killed all these innocent people. So it's not gonna be treason. I think he can't be king, and they probably send him back to be like, the Night's Watch or whatnot, or he just leaves and he goes north, and I think he reunites with Ghost, and then he just goes, and I actually think, I don't know if there is going to be somebody on the throne. I think maybe they like do a little 13 colonies, maybe a little democracy, and everybody like rules their own area.
I think Tyrion has a good shot at sitting on the throne.
Oh, really? I think he's gonna die.
I mean, anything can happen, right? Anyone can die. Yeah. Anyone can sit on the throne. I don't think Arya, A, is going to kill Dany or sit on the throne. I don't even know if she's going to die. I don't even know what was the symbolism of the horse at the end there. I mean, I'm seeing a ton of theories. The horse could be Bran. The horse...
The horse is an Uber.
You know, it symbolizes, I guess, a ton of different things. I don't know exactly what you know it's going to end up symbolizing, but it's going to be interesting. The thing with Tyrion that I hope they kind of bring up, because I've been speculating about this for years, is he a Targaryen? Because I forget what season it was, but it was when the dragons were locked in that cave. It might have been like season 4 or 5, I forget. And
yeah.
Tyrion goes in there, and they don't, you know, they're receptive to him. They're kind of embrace him. And I found that interesting. I was like, oh, that's interesting. You know, they're embracing Tyrion. Is he Targaryen, maybe? And then there's a theory going around that I guess he's the bastard son of the Mad King and one of the Lannister women. Maybe Tywin's wife, and that's why Tywin flipped out and had the Mad King killed, because his wife cheated on him with him, and or Mad King raped her or something like that, and they had Tyrion. I don't know. There's all these different theories, and none of them usually come true, but whatever.
I do think like how it ends, bro, is like they'll show, you know, maybe Jon Snow and Ghost and Tormund like walking around somewhere in the wilderness, and I think that the screen will pan somewhere else, like further off, and I think like you'll see somebody with blue eyes, or you'll see like a body dismembered or something. Meaning that I don't think the White Walkers are all gone. I think like somebody's around.
Oh, so you think? Wow. So you think it might? Now I don't think they've talked about spinoffs, like 5 of them. But I think they're only talking about prequels. I don't think they're talking about doing anything after.
I don't think it's necessarily like a ode to a sequel. I just think that's how they're going to end it. Like, there's going to be like a random blue-eyed guy walking around.
That would be crazy. That would... Yeah, I mean, it's up... Like, do they end up... Do they end up ending it with like a... Like a sad ending or a bad ending, you know? Where Danny's... ends up ruling at the end, all the good guys die, and that's it. Or something like you just said, like there's actually whites, you know, White Walkers still around. You know?
Yeah, because there was never an explanation of like why the White Walkers were like taking babies and turning them blue. So maybe that's something, you know?
Yeah, was it Chryster? What's his name?
Chryster.
Yeah, they were sacrificing all his, all the babies that he was having with his daughters. Ugh, what a sick fuck.
Maybe there's like a bunch of blue-eyed toddlers running around. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
One thing I do hope, and I don't know if they're really going to do it, I hope, Bran, builds the wall, or they do something with the wall. I don't know. Because the wall is supposed to be magical, and now it's just, busted up.
Yeah, it's just done, and now King's Landing's done. Winterfell's banged up from the Battle of Winterfell. I'm trying to think what else got destroyed. I mean, everything else seems fine. Unless Dany goes around and just, you know, destroys Highgarden and River Run and all these other castles. Who the fuck knows? She's, you know, she's the Mad Queen now. Dude. It's gonna be fun. The series finale, it's kind of sad.
I can't believe it. I feel like I've been watching the show for like a decade. And
well, you definitely have. You got on late, but you've definitely been watching for a long time. Me, I've been watching, you know, only for a few years because I binged a couple of summers ago. But
I think when I got on, it must have been like season 2.
Uh-huh.
But like maybe episode 6 or 7.
Yeah.
So we binged the first 2 seasons pretty much. It was good.
Yeah. Yeah. One thing I'm definitely enjoying is all the memes. I mean, I feel like we're constantly sending memes to each other. You know, you go on Twitter and it's just like...
Oh, they're incredible. Yeah. They're so funny.
Yeah. So funny.
I don't know, Like, people are seeming to, like, not like the show, but I still like it. I still love it as much as years ago. I don't know.
It's still incredibly entertaining. I mean, last episode and The Long Night, I mean, those are two of the most entertaining pieces of television I've ever watched. You know, I get it, like, oh, they didn't develop this character, and why this part, and why that part. At the end of the day, it's entertaining. You know, it's crazy action, and, you know, sometimes that's all you need. But, and, you know, I get it, they have to, like, wrap it up, like, pretty quickly, because it's only 6 episodes, why didn't they spread it out, yada, 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 the whole thing. You know, George R.R. Martin should have been writing this, and blah, blah, blah. Okay. But no one's ever pleased, right? No one's ever satisfied. I'm trying to think of a show that ended gracefully, you know, where people were, like, satisfied with the ending. Maybe Breaking Bad. But it's tough, man. It's really hard. You can't please everyone. So hopefully the finale, you know, pleases everyone. I'm kind of hoping, because I just don't want people bitching and crying over it, you know? But
no, I think we're going to enjoy it, no matter what it is. I think people get mad when what they predict or their theory is incorrect.
Well, that's true.
But,
yep.
But, like, for example, like, the whole, like, people thought that Jaime was going to kill Cersei.
Yep.
And then take off the mask, and it was going to be Arya. And then that didn't happen. But, like, I don't know. I was surprised. Like, you know, all that, then you could say that stuff is predictable, too.
That's true. That's true. Like, oh, my theory came true? Ugh. Yeah.
No, they're gonna end it the way they listen. There's so many characters. Not everyone's gonna die the way you want or live the way you want. And, like, we're not the writers of the show. We just gotta kind of just enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah. I could see Danny and John actually killing each other, or both dying, and then maybe Sansa and Arya taking. I don't know. I have no idea what's gonna happen. I don't even know why I bother. I should just sit back and enjoy it, you know? I don't want to drive myself crazy trying to come up with theories and endings that I want. I just don't want Bran to be sitting on the throne at the end. That's my one big request. I don't want that weirdo there.
After some time, if you rewatch the shows, they're better the second time.
Oh, yeah. That's something I definitely want to do, is rewatch a series. And yeah, that's because obviously it's something I've never done.
I think the hardest part with this show is, like, for me at least, was remembering the names, because they all have, like, weird names. You don't know
right.
who's who, and you're trying to understand what's happening. The second time, you know everything. So it's like, it's great. You pick up on foreshadowing, you pick up on, like, the little intricacies of the show. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, and like we said, you know, there's going to be spinoffs. You know, they might do something with Aegon the Conqueror and, you know, the Robert's Rebellion and, you know, different cool stuff like that. And they're gonna harp back to, you know, the show Game of Thrones and stuff that happened with that and stuff in the books, which, you know, another thing I might indulge in is starting these crazy long books that are, you know, are supposed to be incredible. And then, you know, George R.R. Martin still has, what, 2 more he needs to write or some shit?
Yeah, they're very detailed.
Very detailed. Shouts to BD Love, who's actually read all of them. And read them all before the show even, like, came out. So he's been on Game of Thrones for, you know, 15 years probably. Which is crazy. But yeah, man. It's going to be... must see TV Sunday, and I'm sure we'll talk about it.
Real quick, I don't know what the score of the game is. Who do you like in this in the Western Conference series, and then who do you like in the Eastern Conference series?
So I think it's going to be Warriors Bucks, and I think the Warriors, even if Durant doesn't come back till Game 5, games, it doesn't even matter. This team right now on the floor won 73 games. They're up 7 right now, 50 seconds left in the third. So I think they're definitely going to the finals. And then I think Raptors-Bucks could go 7 games. I think that's going to be a really close series. And I don't know. It's so tough to say. But I think the Bucks pull it out. And it's Warriors-Bucks. And yeah, I don't know. Warriors will probably just win it all, though. What do you think?
I'm going to go Warriors-Bucks. And... I think it depends on Durant. So if Durant is really hurt and he can't go or he's like 50%, I'm going to take the Bucks. I'm going to take the Bucks to the championship.
Okay.
Which that's going to be kind of wild. But if Durant's all right and he's fine, he's back, I'm going to say Warriors in six.
Yeah. That sounds about right. I mean,
we don't know how messed up Durant is.
We don't. And obviously, you know, all the speculation is leading to him. Like, his head's already in New York, it sounds like, you know. Everyone's like, it's 100% done, and, you know.
Let us pray.
Yeah, let us pray. So who knows. But Steph's having a game right now. Damn, he just had, like, a sick drive and layup.
Did you listen to the last Simmons-Russello podcast?
Yes, I did.
How funny was it when they were describing Daenerys Targaryen as, like, she was, like, a shitty dragon owner? So she was basically, like, coaching the dragons, like Jason Kidd was coaching the Bucks with Giannis.
Yeah.
And then the last episode is, like, Budenholzer with Giannis.
Yep.
Dragon, full potential.
Yes.
Fucking up.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Yeah, I thought that was a pretty good analogy. It really is crazy. Like, I mean, holy shit. Like, burnt down that whole fucking city, man.
I know. Wild.
It's crazy. And then, you know, there was this thing going around. I guess in season two, she has a flashback. Not flashback. She has, like, a dream or something. And she's walking through, I think, King's Landing. And it looks like it's all snow, but it's actually all ash.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Yep. So she saw, you know, it's cool, like, how, like, the show does that. Like, you know, some of these idiots who are, like, flipping out, like, that was season two, you know? Like,
the show does an incredible, and I know because I watched all the episodes before this season started. The show does an incredible job of tying what's happening now back to the
yep.
original season one, season two. It's amazing.
Yep. Same thing with, like, you know, we already spoke about it, but Melisandre with Arya in season three with the eyes thing. And, you know, I mean, you know, they want to bash the writing, but, you know, I mean, maybe it's not the best, but it's still good. So, I can't wait. Can't wait for Sunday, man. So
RJ,
RJ, you want to go to the Knicks, RJ? Oh man, we'll see, man. It should be a fun month or so, or just this summer in general with the draft and free agency. It's gonna be nuts. It's gonna be
absolutely
nuts. Yeah. So, all right, good shit. Glad you were able to jump on and give your thoughts, and I'm sure we'll be talking about it 24/7.
Yep, as always.
All right, dude. Peace.
You're welcome. You're welcome.